Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Shell PLC, ticker Shell, one of the biggest players in the global energy space. If you're looking to understand where this oil and gas giant stands, whether it's a solid investment for your portfolio or just curious about its future, you're in the right place. Let's break it all down, step by step, from financials to recent performance and everything in between. Stick around. And don't forget to smash that like button and subscribe for more in-depth stock analyses like this one. All right, let's kick things off with a quick overview of what we're covering today. Shell is a household name in the energy sector, and we're going to look at its business model, dig into its revenue streams, analyze the latest earnings, check out key financial metrics, and even run through a valuation to see if the stock is priced right. Plus, we'll cover a SWOT analysis to weigh the pros and cons, look at recent stock performance, and wrap it up with some thoughts on its intrinsic value. There's a lot to unpack, so let's get started. First up, let's talk about who Shell is for those who might not be as familiar. Shell PLC, headquartered in London, UK, is a multinational energy and petrochemical company with operations spanning Europe, Asia, Africa, the Americas, and beyond. Founded way back in 1907, Shell is involved in everything from oil and gas exploration to refining, marketing, and even renewable energy initiatives. Under the leadership of CEO Wael Sawan, the company employs around 96,000 people globally. It's a titan in the oil and gas integrated industry, and its business is truly diversified across the energy value chain. What stands out is how Shell is navigating the balance between traditional fossil fuels and the push toward cleaner energy solutions, something we'll touch on more later. Now let's dive into Shell's revenue streams to see where the money's coming from. For the full year 2025, Shell reported total revenue of about $267.5 billion. Breaking it down by product category, natural gas and natural gas liquids were the heavy hitters, bringing in roughly $56.3 billion. Crude oil followed with $35.7 billion, while power generation contributed $12.3 billion, and lubricants added another $11.5 billion. Other contracts rounded out the mix with nearly $20 billion. Geographically, Europe led the charge with $91.8 billion in revenue, followed closely by Asia, Oceania, and Africa at $90.8 billion. The United States contributed $57.7 billion, with the UK specifically at $28.7 billion, and other parts of the Americas adding $26.5 billion. This spread shows Shell's global footprint, which helps cushion it against regional downturns, but also exposes it to geopolitical risks. The reliance on natural gas and oil is still massive, so fluctuations in commodity prices are something to keep an eye on. Moving over to earnings, Shell's performance in 2025 gives us a lot to chew on. For the full year, the company posted adjusted earnings of $17.9 billion, translating to an EPS of 6.8 cents. That's a step up from 2024's net income of $16.1 billion and EPS of 5 and cents, though it's still below the peak we saw in 2022 when net income hit a whopping $42.3 billion with an EPS of 11.52. That 2022 spike was largely driven by soaring oil prices post-pandemic, so the more recent numbers reflect a normalization. Revenue in 2025 was down to $267.5 billion from $284.3 billion in 2024, which signals some top-line pressure, likely tied to softer energy prices or production adjustments. Still, Shell's ability to generate nearly $18 billion in profit in a tougher market shows resilience. The key takeaway here is that while earnings aren't at their historic highs, the company is still churning out solid profits and maintaining a steady EPS growth trend over the last couple of years. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of Shell's financial statements to see how healthy this business really is. Starting with the income statement, gross profit for 2025 came in at $44.6 billion, with operating income at $19.6 billion. EBITDA was a robust $53 billion, showing strong operational cash generation. On the balance sheet, total assets stood at $370.4 billion, with cash and equivalents at $30.2 billion, decent liquidity to handle short-term obligations. Total liabilities were $195 billion, against shareholders' equity of $174.4 billion, giving a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.6, which isn't overly concerning for a capital-intensive industry like this. Current ratio is 1.3, suggesting Shell can cover short-term liabilities comfortably. Looking at cash flow, operating cash flow was a strong $40.8 billion, though free cash flow after CapEx was $21.8 billion, still healthy but indicative of high capital expenditures at nearly $19 billion. ROE sits at 10.1% and ROIC is 6.1%, both reasonable for the sector. Overall, Shell's financials paint a picture of a stable giant with solid cash flows, manageable debt, and room to invest in growth or return capital to shareholders. Now, let's talk valuation. Is Shell priced right at its current level? As of the latest data, Shell's stock is trading at around $89 per share, with a market cap of roughly $251.9 billion. The trailing PE ratio is 14.4, which is below the industry average of about 19.4 for oil and gas integrated companies. That suggests Shell might be undervalued relative to peers. Price to sales is 0.93, again on the lower side, hinting at a reasonable valuation. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026, analysts peg it at around 9.5, with a range between 6.6 and 17.5, indicating potential upside if earnings growth holds up. The dividend yield is attractive at 3.3%, especially for income-focused investors, backed by a consistent payout history. Enterprise value is $324 billion, factoring in debt, which gives a fuller picture of the company's worth. On balance, Shell looks fairly valued, if not slightly cheap, compared to industry norms, especially with that dividend sweetener. But of course, energy stocks are tied to volatile commodity cycles, so that's a risk to weigh. All right, let's break down Shell's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats in a quick SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, Shell's financial performance is a big plus. $17.9 billion in net income for 2025 isn't pocket change, and their global presence across diverse energy segments provides stability. Their integrated business model, from upstream exploration to downstream marketing, helps balance risks. On the weaknesses side, heavy reliance on fossil fuels leaves them vulnerable to energy transition pressures and regulatory shifts. Their debt load, while manageable, still requires consistent cash flow to service. For opportunities, Shell's push into renewables and low-carbon solutions could position them as a leader in the energy transition. Plus, their recent $16.4 billion acquisition of ARC Resources in Canada boosts their shale resources. Threats include volatile oil prices, evident with Brent recently surging above $125 amid geopolitical tensions, and increasing competition in the renewable space. Plus, environmental regulations could hit hard if they don't adapt fast enough. Overall, Shell has a strong base but needs to navigate a tricky landscape ahead. Let's check out Shell's recent stock performance to see how the market's reacting. Over the past week, Shell is up 2.05%, and over the last month, it's gained 9.12%. Looking further out, the stock has risen 8.97% in 3 months, 10.67% in 6 months, and 16.67% over the past year. Zooming out to 5 years, it's up an impressive 97.38%, showing strong long-term recovery post-2020 lows. Compared to the broader energy sector, which is up 4.62% in a week and 28.32% over a year, Shell's slightly underperforming in the short term, but still holding its own. Price-wise, it's been trading around $86 to $89 recently, though it dipped 2.49% in a single day, as per the latest trading session. Short term, there could be some volatility tied to oil price swings and geopolitical news, but the upward trend over the past year suggests steady investor confidence. If you're considering a position, keep an eye on those oil price catalysts and broader market sentiment. Now let's dig into an intrinsic value analysis to see what Shell might really be worth. Using a discounted cash flow approach, we can project future free cash flows based on historical data and growth assumptions. Shell's free cash flow for 2025 was $21.8 billion, down from $35.1 billion in 2024, but still robust. Assuming a conservative growth rate of 3% over the next 5 years, factoring in energy transition headwinds and commodity price uncertainty, and applying a discount rate of 8% to reflect sector risks, we can estimate the present value of future cash flows. Terminal value beyond that assumes a perpetual growth of 2%, aligning with long-term economic growth. Crunching the numbers, this gives us an intrinsic value per share in the ballpark of $95 to $100, compared to the current price of around $89. That suggests Shell might be slightly undervalued, with a potential upside of about 7 to 12%. Of course, this hinges on stable oil prices and Shell executing on cost efficiencies and growth in renewables. If those assumptions don't hold, the value could shift, but based on current financials, there's a case for some upside here, especially for long-term holders who value the dividend. So, what's the bottom line on Shell? Wrapping it all up, Shell is a powerhouse in the energy space with strong financials, a diversified global presence, and a decent valuation at current levels. The 3.3% dividend yield is a nice perk for income investors, and the potential undervaluation based on intrinsic value analysis suggests there could be room to grow. That said, the reliance on fossil fuels and exposure to volatile oil prices, recently spiking over $125 per barrel due to Middle East tensions, means there's inherent risk. Their pivot to renewables and strategic acquisitions like ARC Resources are promising, but execution will be key. For long-term investors, Shell could be a solid hold if you're comfortable with energy sector cycles. If you're more risk-averse, you might wait for a pullback or clearer signs of stability in oil markets. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on Shell? Drop your thoughts in the comments below and let me know if there's another stock you want me to analyze next. Thanks for watching. Hit that like button, subscribe if you haven't already, and I'll see you in the next video.